A strange pattern began surfacing across internet forums in 2011. Young men in their 20s, healthy, physically fit, were experiencing erectile dysfunction with real partners while maintaining perfect function with pornography. Doctors dismissed it. Performance anxiety, they said. Psychological issues. But the pattern persisted, spreading across continents. Chinese recovery forums swelled to 800,000 members. Reddit communities multiplied. Something fundamental had shifted in male sexuality, and the medical establishment had no explanation. This wasn't about morality or values. This was about neuroscience. What happens when you give an ancient brain system unlimited access to something it evolved to crave, but never expected to find in infinite supply? Our brains evolved a straightforward system. Seek sexual opportunities, remember what works, repeat. Dopamine drove our ancestors to pursue mating chances, while the Coolidge effect made novel partners particularly arousing, encouraging genetic diversity. These mechanisms worked perfectly when sexual stimuli were scarce and required effort. Then, high-speed internet arrived. Modern tube sites deliver more novel sexual imagery in one session than our ancestors encountered in lifetimes. Each click triggers dopamine surges screaming jackpot to primitive brain regions that can't distinguish pixels from people. This is a supernormal stimulus, an exaggerated reward that hijacks evolved responses. Just as engineered foods combine salt, sugar, and fat to override satiation, pornography sites accidentally created the perfect attention formula: instant access, infinite variety, escalating intensity. Reward pathways adapt in ways that create profound unintended consequences. Dopamine isn't the pleasure chemical, it's the wanting chemical, driving pursuit and anticipation. Sexual stimuli produce some of the highest natural dopamine surges. Internet pornography with endless novelty can drive dopamine to cocaine-like levels. Each new video creates another spike, training the brain to return for more intense stimulation. This triggers simultaneous brain changes. Sensitization creates super memories, linking arousal with specific cues: the computer, being alone, certain content. These pathways become hypersensitive, triggering powerful cravings. Many describe feeling on autopilot, as if conscious choice vanishes. Desensitization follows as the brain reduces dopamine receptors to adapt. This creates tolerance, needing more extreme content for the same arousal, often causing difficulty with real partners. The prefrontal cortex weakens, impairing impulse control. Brain scans confirm these changes. Higher pornography use correlates with reduced gray matter in reward circuitry and hyperreactivity to porn cues, a classic addiction signature. The most insidious effect is sexual conditioning to screens rather than people. The brain learns through association. Neurons that fire together wire together. When orgasm repeatedly occurs while viewing screens, clicking between videos, or watching unusual acts, these elements become hardwired into arousal pathways. This conditioning happens unconsciously. While someone might intellectually understand porn isn't realistic, their brain simultaneously learns to associate specific stimuli with sexual excitement. The constant clicking creates powerful seeking behavior intertwined with arousal itself. Many users develop unexpected fetishes that don't align with their original preferences, a process that accelerates during adolescence when the brain is especially plastic. Adolescent brains are particularly vulnerable. Their reward systems produce dopamine spikes 2 to 4 times greater than adult brains, generating more delta FOSB, the molecular switch creating lasting addiction-related changes. For teens whose first sexual experiences occur with internet pornography, the conditioning can be profound. This explains porn-induced erectile dysfunction. Men who maintain erections with extreme pornography, but not with real partners. Their arousal becomes dependent on screens, constant novelty, being a voyeur rather than participant, and often specific acts that don't translate to real encounters. Fortunately, brain plasticity works both ways. Unwanted fetishes and erectile problems typically fade after months without porn, though recovery takes longer for those who began using during adolescence. The brain can relearn to associate arousal with real partners through abstinence from artificial stimulation, what users call rebooting. While sexual problems initially drove men to quit pornography, recovery forums revealed improvements in seemingly unrelated areas: reduced social anxiety, increased energy, clearer thinking, improved concentration, alleviation of depression, renewed interest in daily activities. These testimonials emerged across different age groups and backgrounds, suggesting a pattern transcending individual circumstances. These widespread reports indicate pornography affects far more than sexual function. Chronic overstimulation creates cascading effects on motivation, focus, mood regulation, and social behavior. Psychiatrist Norman Deutsch suggests intense pornography stimulation hijacks brain regions that would otherwise make social ties rewarding, effectively making real people less appealing than virtual ones. Social anxiety improvements are particularly striking. Users report struggling with basic interactions during heavy use, maintaining eye contact, engaging in casual conversation. After quitting, many report dramatic reductions in social anxiety, confidently approaching situations that previously terrified them. Cognitive improvements feature prominently too. Users describe elimination of brain fog, enhanced memory, improved writing ability, better information retention. Many report being able to focus on books again, complete complex tasks more efficiently, and maintain attention during long conversations. Perhaps most surprising are the mood improvements. Depression involves low energy and diminished motivation, with dopamine playing the central role. Many describe dramatic reductions in depression symptoms, some finding relief superior to prescription medications. By allowing the reward system to rebalance, users often experience comprehensive renewal of well-being extending far beyond the bedroom. Recovery begins with complete abstinence from artificial sexual stimulation, the reboot period. This reset restores the brain's reward sensitivity, reduces compulsive pathways, strengthens willpower, and decreases stress-triggered cravings. The process typically takes 2 to 6 months, varying by age, usage duration, and individual factors. Genuine withdrawal symptoms are common: insomnia, anxiety, irritability, mood swings, headaches, restlessness, fatigue, poor concentration, depression, and cravings. The most disconcerting symptom is the flatline, a temporary but complete loss of libido unique to porn withdrawal. Many panic and relapse, fearing permanent damage. However, those who persevere typically see natural sexual function return around 7 to 8 weeks. Successful recovery requires both abstinence and lifestyle changes. Exercise provides distraction and mood regulation through increased dopamine. Daily meditation keeps the prefrontal cortex in control while quieting primitive brain regions driving impulses. Creative pursuits and meaningful social connections offer healthy alternatives to pornography's dopamine hits. Recovery isn't linear. Most experience the chaser effect, intense cravings following orgasm, along with disturbing dreams or pornographic flashbacks. The key is recognizing these as normal recovery aspects rather than failure signs. The pornography debate traditionally centers on morality, but neurological evidence reveals objective impacts on brain function and relationships. Today's youth often establish sexual templates through screens before real intimacy, creating unprecedented developmental challenges. Research shows pornography exposure reduces satisfaction with partners, not just physically, but regarding warmth and intelligence. Content type matters less than delivery method. Since streaming video emerged, escalating tastes and dysfunctions appear across all orientations due to prolonged dopamine highs from endless novelty. The most effective approach mirrors other health risks. Provide accurate information about mechanisms and outcomes, then let people decide. Your brain evolved for scarcity, not abundance, especially not via glowing screens at 3 in the morning. Understanding your neural response to supernormal stimuli isn't about judgment, it's about awareness. The question isn't whether pornography is moral, it's what kind of brain you want. Every choice reshapes your neural architecture. Choose wisely.